ours. It's just unbelievable. And the first thing is how to turn your high-def standalone receiver into a DVR. I think you got some great technology you guys went off and developed, Dan. So tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's some great technology that will enable you to add some great features to your HD non-DVR box. So in the next week or so, we're going to start rolling out software that will enable the 211 and 211K boxes to be turned in to DVR boxes. The way you do that is just buy a compatible external hard drive and hook it up to your 211 receiver. And once you do that, that'll give you access to all the normal DVR functions. You'll be able to pause live TV. You'll be able to record programs to the drive by timers. You'll be able to watch them, play them back. And you'll have a 9-day guide instead of a 2-day guide like you currently have. So what this means is you'll be able to watch one satellite program while you record a different one. Or if you have an over-the-air module connected to the 211, you'll also be able to record an over-the-air program at the same time you're doing those other things with the satellite tuner. So basically, by adding an external hard drive to the 211, you'll be able to take the 211 and make it into a full-featured DVR set-top box.
So Dan, you just go down to Sears and buy a hard drive and hook it up? Well, how's that work?
Well, pretty much. There's a few restrictions. You need to make sure that it's between 50 and 750 gigabytes, the drive size. It needs to be a USB 2.0 drive. It needs to have an external power supply. You know, the smaller drives, they'll have a power supply. The power is provided through the USB port. That won't work with our set-top boxes. So normally the bigger drives will have an external power supply, so you need to make sure that drive has an external power supply. And then once you have that compatible drive, you connect it to your 211,